Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
On Broadway.
We're back at 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Rick Newman. Rick's book is called Rebounders: How Winners Pivot from Setback to Success. He's also a columnist for Yahoo Finance. Rick, tell the audience how they can find you and your multiple column a week syndication.
Sure. Yeah, everything about me is at rickjnewman.com, and you can go to Yahoo Finance to find writing by me and some of our other great writers.
All right, so check that out, folks. Rick, we've been talking about some of the things that are going on out there that are holding back the economy. We talked about the swelling underclass, the chronic systemic unemployment that it could take a generation to solve, really. In the meantime, we're closing in, Rick. We're closing in on a lost decade, a Japan-like lost decade. And I've asked some economists if that's a possibility, and they've agreed with me. Several of them have agreed with me. We talked about the problems with Main Street, but the big gorilla, the 800-pound gorilla in the living room, or the elephant maybe in the living room, that we can't dismiss is the specter, and I'm calling it a specter, the specter of Obamacare. You know, small business owners don't like what they know about Obamacare, and they're afraid of what they don't know about Obamacare, and that's another reason why they don't want to borrow money. Because they're not hiring people.
I'm going to be a little bit contrarian on this one, Jim.
Go ahead.
I think that what's most likely to happen is that Obamacare is not going to be nearly as bad as everybody has heard it might be. We know that for the most part it doesn't affect businesses with fewer than 50 employees. There are definitely some problems with the law. The part-timer issue is a problem. It's a problem if you're a company that's near that threshold of 50 employees. We'll see if the whole thing is way too complicated to work.
But Rick, many small business owners with less than 50 employees would like to have 50 employees. They'd like to grow to that point.
I know that. And I think there are going to have to be adjustments in this over time. And we'll see if that happens. I mean, the proof is in the execution of this thing. We've heard nothing but scare stories for 3 years, but the thing hasn't been in effect. My attitude is, thank God it's finally going into effect so that we can see what happens in the real world.
I agree with that.
And fix those real world problems if they actually happen instead of all this scaremongering, this theoretical stuff.
Well, now here's the thing though, Rick. I want you to remember what I said when I introduced this topic. I didn't say Obamacare is a nightmare. I said the specter, meaning the idea of Obamacare,
right.
and you can blame the creators of Obamacare for this because they put together a very dysfunctional, a very bad law that's rolling out in a horrible way to cause Democrats to call it a train wreck, to call unions to declare it horrible for their members. I mean, this is not a Republican. Republicans, conservatives, or small business owners, we're not the ones who are making as big a fuss as other folks are.
That's true, but there's also something else happening, which is there are literally millions of people who can't wait to enroll because they don't have affordable insurance. They want to try it out. So what's going to happen, Jim, is literally everybody in America just about is going to know somebody who's enrolled in Obamacare, and it might even be family members. So we are all going to have a pretty good touch point on how well this is working or not working. And if it's a disaster, everybody in America is going to know it.
You are exactly right. It'll be universal. It won't be isolated. I agree with that. The next two things I think we're going to learn about Obamacare as it rolls out is, number one, what are the costs? What are the real costs? And number two, what is the real availability of care?
And that's going to take a couple of years to figure out.
Yep.
So what I think is going to happen, I think it's inevitable. We're going to hear horror stories about people who can't get to a doctor in time to save their life, because they're suffering from some illness, people whose costs end up way higher than they expected. I mean, we have that now in the system. I mean, you put enough people in the healthcare system, you're going to have those stories. But like I said, enough people are going to be enrolled in this that if it works, we'll sort of know it, and if it doesn't work, we'll really know it. And that will, at some point, that if it's, you know, if we have this expensive program that's not working, it won't last. It will collapse.
Yeah, yeah.
It just has to.
Yeah, I agree with you. And that's what really ought to be done right now is it's already passed the Supreme Court. It's already passed the re-election. I think Ted Cruz and those guys ought to just say, let's let the thing play out and see what happens, and which is exactly what you said. Rick J. Newman, is that it? Rick, are you there? Well, I guess we've lost him already. Rick Newman, ladies and gentlemen, with YahooFinance.com, by the way, is his website. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.